My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown. He represents the Peach State's 10th Congressional District, and he is also the new sponsor of a bill that calls for the auditing of the Federal Reserve. Congressman Brown says he is picking up the torch where longtime Texas Congressman Ron Paul left upon his retirement from the House at the end of last year. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's great being with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Obviously, this has been an issue that's been around for several years now, especially as the size of our debt and so forth and quantitative easing and all sorts of other concerns about what exactly is going on with the Federal Reserve. Why did you decide that you wanted to pick up the torch here?
I've been a co-sponsor of Ron Paul's Fed bill, as well as several other bills that he's introduced ever since I've been here. I'm an original intent constitutionalist, as was Ron Paul while he was here. I'm sure he still is. But anyway, this is something that I believe very firmly that we should audit the Fed. Hopefully we can get rid of the Fed. And I introduced a bill to do that also. But what has happened is, when the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913, the Congress has basically abdicated its duty to control money and the monetary supply and control our finances as a nation over to this semi-governmental agency that's not really governmental in reality. We've had no auditing. We have absolutely have no idea what they're doing over there. We've had this quantitative easing, as you said, now into the third time, which has been totally unproductive in trying to get our economy going. The Fed policy created the housing, was part of the reason that we had the housing bubble and crash. They're still managing our monetary supply, and they're creating more and more dollars that have no value behind them or very little value. So it's our dollars are becoming worth less and less as time goes on. They're going to be worthless, totally worthless, if we don't stop it. And it's absolutely critical that we audit the Fed so that the American people can see what's going on over there and do it from top to bottom, put it out for so that we can have transparency in this entity called the Federal Reserve. And hopefully the American people will see that we need to go back to a gold standard, which I've introduced, and get rid of the Fed, which I've introduced that to also, as I've said.
Congressman, let's talk about what perhaps interests you most here. You mentioned a top-to-bottom audit, which would obviously be very thorough and cover a lot of different things. But are there any specific processes or decision-making methods or different areas of policy that you're most interested in learning exactly what the Fed's doing?
Well, the problem is we don't know what they are doing. We see when Ben Bernanke comes to the Hill and makes an interview on one of the news media sources, we see what he says, but we really have no clue how they're managing our money across the board, how they are dealing with banks, with the big banks or small community banks. We have no idea what they're doing in creating monetary policy. We don't know how much Ben Bernanke's actually and all his cronies, what kind of benefits that they have, what kind of salary they have. We really have very little idea about this very secretive organization called the Federal Reserve, and we need to shine the light of day on it so that the American people can see what's going on.
Obviously, the bill has not succeeded in the past. What type of support do you sense is there for it right now?
Well, actually, it did succeed. The House last year passed Ron Paul's bill. We've got 60-plus folks already on the bill this year, and I've just introduced it. We passed it overwhelmingly in the House with bipartisan support. I don't remember. 300-plus folks voted for it last year in the House. The problem is Mr. Obstructionist, Harry Reid threw it in the trash can over on the Senate side. So hopefully we can get the Senate moving on it by getting the American people demanding that we audit the Fed.
Last question before we let you go, sir. In terms of what actions Congress could potentially take, obviously it's hard to know what you would do until you see the results of an audit, but what do you think this might be the stepping stone towards?
Well, I hope that we can then, and once we do audit it, that we can pass my other bill to get rid of the Fed, go back to a gold standard where Congress starts managing our money supply, as well as starts becoming fiscally responsible. We've got to have spending control here in Washington. We've got to stop the outrageous, unsustainable spending that's going on here in Washington, and getting rid of the Fed is part of that process. We're headed to being a nation just like Greece if we don't have fiscal responsibility, if we don't have spending control here in Washington, and the monetary policy is just part of that. So this is just one piece of an overall agenda that I have of trying to send powers back to the states and people, create a stronger economy, create jobs for millions of Americans, and having a better country for our children and grandchildren to live in. So auditing the Fed, getting rid of the Fed, going to a gold standard, having good monetary policy, sending powers back to the states and the people. Let's start with the Department of Education, get rid of it totally, and send those powers back to the states and people and go from there.
Very quick follow-up. I know you've got a vote. Some people may have heard what you just said and think, well, I'm not crazy about the Fed having all this secretive power, but Congress being in control of all this, their track record hasn't been all that great either. How do you respond to that?
Well, they would be absolutely correct. Both parties are guilty of spending money we don't have and creating the situation where we're headed towards everybody in this country paying much higher taxes. The president was talking about during the campaign raising taxes on millionaires and billionaires. If we keep on down this road, everybody's going to see their taxes go up. And we're going to have an economic crash of America to the point where you're going to see people in the streets just like is going on in Greece. So both parties are guilty, and I'm fighting real hard to put in policy that will send those powers and dollars back to the states and people where they can be managed better, and cutting down the size and scope of government so that we can have a good, strong America fiscally, monetarily, as well as on a defense perspective. So that's what I'm fighting for here in Washington. I'm a Marine, and I'm fighting for liberty. That's it. And everything I do up here is fighting for the future of our nation.
Sir, we'll let you go do your job. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, and I encourage people to go on my website, brown.house.gov. Follow me on Facebook and be a friend on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
I'll encourage them to do that. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you.
Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown represents his state's 10th congressional district. Again, if for more information, go to his website, brown.house.gov. I'm Greg Karembas reporting for Radio America.